with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still. Dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing.
This is for Sunday, July 9th, 2023. This is episode 73. And as of every Sunday, we are broadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network, which is a great platform to help the Liberty Beacon Project get its word out, and a platform we have been supporting for years, especially when John was the, or John Stadtmiller was the media director for one of our projects, TLB Talk, which we will be talking a little bit more about today. Why? Because the title of today's show is the same as the last week's show. Let's talk censorship, but I added something to it. Let's talk censorship round two, because anybody who thought that one week we could discuss all of the governmental censorship that was going on against we the people, it's not even close. So this is round two. We will delve into that a little bit deeper, and we will listen to some information input from somebody I have a lot of trust for. Let's wind our way through the opening first, okay? TLB Talk Radio is sponsored by TLB Project's newest project, and that is our social media website, TLBTalk.com. And we'll hear more about that as we go along. Come join us and say what needs to be said. As usual, before we get started, I'd like to once again say thanks to RBN for the platform, to Sam, who is the producer and does a great job of making sure you can hear everything I say, and even keeps my voice from busting your eardrums when Roger gets a little bit overexcited, which happens often. I'd also like to thank Annie at Shake and Wake Radio, who replays this show every Thursday on her network and is a huge fan of RBN. And I also have a live show on that network from 3 to 4 p.m. Central on Wednesdays, and that's called Eagle's Eye Report. And between these platforms, this is a big help in the Liberty Beacon Project getting its word out. And today, that's more important than ever. Why? Because we have a government in what is supposed to be a constitutional republic that is deciding what you can and cannot know, what you should and should not know. And it doesn't matter whether or not you would like to know it. It's whether or not they feel you should. I don't know. But unless somebody used a Wayback Machine and we're living in, Soviet Russia or the Soviet Union, this doesn't make any sense to me at all. But we will get into this deeper. I will also state something I state every single week, and that is the message I bring to you today is not entertainment, nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. Most, if not all, of what I deliver is in-your-face reality, unless I tell you I'm not sure, which I will if I'm not, recorded facts, or an inevitability depending on our course of action. And I was corrected by somebody once who actually said to me, no, it's not our course of action. It's depending on their course of action. And my answer to them, and you've all heard this, was this. Okay, we already know their course of action. They're driving us off a freaking cliff. What we need to know is, and what our future depends on, is our course of action. So stop saying theirs. Because we already know where they're taking us. This stopped being a guess a while back. And anybody who was still guessing in the last 3.5 years, if you're still guessing, you're an idiot. Okay. Now, obviously I'm going to say something that I say just about every week. And one week I won't say it and it'll shock the hell out of everybody. And that is, as is the case in most shows, I cannot take any calls today. Why? Because I just have too much information. Again, anybody can go to the article that is published every Monday by noon Central on the Liberty Beacon for this show, and it's embedded. The show is embedded in that article. You can leave any comments you wish, and I will answer your comments. Okay. As usual, links to any applicable references or articles I may use or some things that may be included in this archived show you will see tomorrow, there will be a link to those articles. And yes, we will talk about one, and that's a fact, because something impressed me, and a little bit later we will jump into that. But let me get through my usual opening talking points on the subject. Let's start out again with what's the title of the show? Let's talk censorship, round two. Now, the original one I did was with Dan Asmussen, who is the membership director of TLBTalk.com and a good friend of the project since I first put this project together. As a matter of fact, he helped with by contributing a lot of articles and stuff to the original website way back. So Dan is a good friend of the project and a good part of the project. Again, he is the membership director of TLBTalk.com. All right, He was my guest last week, and that was round one. And anybody who wants to, I will have that show in the links tomorrow down below the archive show, and you will be able to go back and listen to basically what was round one. But let's take it to the next level, okay, because we absolutely have to. If we'd had 5 hours last week, we might have gotten it all in, but we didn't. So we're going to try for another piece, and if I need to do it again next week, I will. Okay. Okay. So for today, I would like to delve a little deeper into the government censorship issue as it pertains to the massive manipulation of corporate media. What's corporate media? Well, it's most of your social media platforms and your mainstream media platforms. This is corporate media. During a pandemic, that many researchers are now saying actually never occurred. There was no huge pandemic, scamdemic, whatever you want to call it, pandemic. There wasn't. And a lot of this was hidden. And a lot of this was presented to us in lies. And a lot of this was presented to us as what we're being accused of being guilty of, right? Well, misdirection or redirection, if what I'm telling you is what the government was telling us was absolutely wrong, and in most cases they knew this, what makes them any, I don't know, more able to do these things than you and I? The answer to that is not only nothing, but them doing it is 10 times, 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times worse than you or I doing it, because they represent us. We pay their salaries. We elect them. And I'm not going to jump ahead of myself, okay? So let's continue with that, all right? This is all presented to us by corporate media, but it's instructed by our elected work for us leaders or work for the deep state administrative personnel. We must also consider election tampering via the isolation of any information about Hunter Biden's laptop and the deep state's influence on media, silencing the issue as much as possible. I know how much stuff the Liberty Beacon put out on that. How much of it do you think anybody saw? How much? And we know this to be a fact because of things like the Twitter files and a few other things that have managed to leak out. These aren't guesses, people. I'm not here telling you that our government may be guilty of treason against we the people with nothing to back it up. I'm not doing that. I'm giving you absolute provable facts. And for all of you sitting there thinking that I might be crazy or that this couldn't possibly have happened, you need to get your head out of your butt. Because what's going on in this country makes tyranny look like the easy route and treason look like the preferred route. And I'm not joking. Again, we must also consider election tampering via the isolation of any information for how many years now? 4 years. And how do we know it's on it? Because other people had it before the FBI confiscated it. And they made copies of it. So we know what's there. And we know what should have happened. And we know who should be in jail. And we know who shouldn't be in the White House. Election tampering, people, via censorship. When you are controlling the U.S. government, okay, by foiling the trust of the Americans in you, their elected representatives, tell me where that's not treason. I dare you to. When premeditated outcomes of upcoming elections or choreographed scenarios are presented to drag an election in the direction of a deep state and not we the people, when they have taken over governance in this country without your permission, You tell me, I dare anybody listening to this to tell me that isn't premeditated treason. I dare you. You can't. It was done intentionally to foil election, which means it was done intentionally to take your right away to pick and choose who will represent you. That's called totalitarianism. That's what we fought a revolution to get away from. And now it's bleeding out of the corners, the cracks, and the crevices of America. Not a joke, people. I don't get this angry. I don't get this upset. I can't say these things if they don't need to be said. Because there's how many people out there waiting to take someone like me and just beat them to death, showing how everything they said was ridiculous and couldn't be proven. Everything I'm telling you can be and has already been. Yeah. But I'm an aggregate. I take the pieces from here, the pieces from there, the pieces from here, the pieces from there, and I put them together in a comprehensive story because I have the ability most people don't have. I have the ability to stand back from all of the massive issues that are being manufactured all around you every single day to keep your attention away from the ones that would absolutely send you into a fit. Most people today, because of all of the issues going on around them, have totally lost the ability to step back and look at the big picture. That is intentional. My strength is I'm almost 69 years old, and I do have the ability to step back and look. And that's what these shows are always about. It's not about something that just happened yesterday. It may be about something that happened a year ago. But what are the ramifications? What are the repercussions? What's your life like today because of that? And this is what we're talking about right now. We're talking about a government that controls the media, which means they control your fears. They control your pleasures. They control anything that media impacts your life on is now controlled by your government. Can you say Stalin? Can you say Mao? Can you say Castro? And no, I'm not exaggerating. I'm not. When the government you elect, when the administrators, deep state, who you pay salaries for, when the military commanders whose allegiance is supposedly only to you and me all focus on abject tyranny via the mechanism of censorship and propaganda to achieve their choreographed goals. And not yours. That's a fact, people. If they were trying to achieve your goals, why would they need propaganda? Why would they need censorship? They wouldn't, would they? The only reason those mechanisms ever come into play is to subvert you. Tell me where I'm wrong. And if you try, all you're proving is how stupid you are. And this is the America you live in today. But let me ask you a question. Okay. How far does that need to progress before it is identified as intentionally choreographed treason against we the people? I have taken your ability to govern yourselves away from you. I have taken the ability for your word to be heard to influence any said elections. I've taken away your ability to defend yourself or your family with truths because they may attenuate the word of the government. I have changed your government, and there isn't a damn thing you can do about it. Anybody out there who heard everything I've said so far and doesn't agree with my last statement, why? Why? Yeah. Okay, we're going to get into something a whole lot deeper than this. We're going to get into something, this is an actual court case. Because last week, Judge Terry A. Doherty detailed the government's intentional manipulation of social media in a blatant 155-page memorandum. People, this is a step in the right direction. Do I think this is the cure-all? Do I think this will wake everybody up? Do I think what this judge had to say is important enough to solve all of our issues? Yes, it is important enough to solve all our issues. The problem is, how bad will it be censored? Did everybody hear what I just said? This judge put out a 155-page memorandum clobbering the U.S. government for its unconstitutional censorship of we the people. If it's not someone like me, if it's not someone like Mercola, if it's not someone like, and I could go on and on with the alternative sources, what part of the mainstream media is going to give you any type of a detailed breakdown like we're giving you? You won't hear it. They won't touch it. Why? Because you're not supposed to hear it. And they figure nobody listens to Roger Landry's show, so what the hell? The only problem with that is once we publish the article with this show embedded in it, even with 35,000 people on one Facebook group page, even almost 10,000 on my personal wall, even we've got over 200,000 followers on Facebook. We're lucky if 24 people see what we put up over the course of a day. We're not joking. And before Elon Musk moved in, just before Elon Musk took over Twitter, Twitter canceled the Liberty Beacon Project's account and deleted everything. We had 8 years of articles, publications, images, the whole nine yards. Bam, gone. Why? Because they didn't like what we were saying. And what were we saying? Exactly what got proven not too long after they shut our account down. All of this works back into the same direction. We have a government today that wants you to believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is a government of, for, and by the people. It's not. It's not even close. When we can prove unequivocally, and part of what I just said goes towards that, that an election is literally stolen from you and I by covering up the lies we wouldn't have tolerated. When that is provable, which at this point it is, who has been fired? Who is going to jail for treason? We're talking about affecting the election of senators, affecting the election of, I don't know, congressmen, affecting the election of the president of the United States, knowingly and willingly overriding your voice and shutting you down. I said treason. How many of you are still pushing back against that? We have controlling this country today a mechanism we in fact did not legally elect because of all of what went on. So we have a faux governance. But how many of you know that? How many of you have ever even heard the fact that we have a faux governance? Because it was not done in accordance with our elections. It wasn't. Can we prove it? We already know we can. But how many people out there know this? I want to ask all of you something else, okay? When I say censorship, okay, is by far one of the most important issues, one of the most important things being forced upon we the people. I'm not joking. But most of you out there think that there are things that are much worse than that. But if you, as the mechanism of control of this government, no longer have that, and that's provable, but if no matter what you say, there's no guarantee anybody will see it. And this is the mechanisms of governance, forcing this, or, I don't know, paying off, bribing off media to do this. Not a joke, not a guess. We know these to be facts. I want to know, after the Twitter files, I want to know, after some of the people who have actually, been in front of Congress and gave their actual accounts of what happened in Twitter, so on and so forth. And it's not just Twitter. Facebook has also been visited. We know that to be a fact. YouTube has also been visited. We know that for a fact. Any social media platform that has any voice has been visited, either bribed, coerced, or threatened. This is not a joke. This is an absolute fact. And we know this more and more every day. But when I talk treason, I'm talking about a deep state. And this is not everybody who works in the government, so don't think I'm saying that. There are a lot of very good career people in the government. But the deep state basically controls governance in this country today. It's no longer what you want. They have the mechanisms of the media under their control. They have the mechanisms of manufacturing under their control. They have the mechanisms of transportation under their control. The last thing, and the most damaging, is the propaganda and censorship. And when I say those two words together, your brain immediately goes to Cuba. Your brain immediately goes to Russia. Your brain immediately goes to China. Your brain immediately, are you catching the drift? But this is exactly what we have. We know it's propaganda because we were told over and over and over and over again, take the vaccine, give it to your kids. It's safe and effective, when they knew all along it wasn't. Why does Roger say that? Let's talk about the government lying to us, okay? Does everybody remember that Pfizer tried to hide the information from their trials from you and me for 75 years because it proved these vaccines were nowhere near as safe as we were being told they were? 75 years they tried to hide it. And the government was the one that was pushing this, riding right along with their masters. Who are their masters? Big Pharma. Yeah. So, but this doesn't happen, does it? It doesn't happen. 75 years, hide the information. Let me ask you a question. Why does Roger say treason? If I'm going to hide information from you intentionally, that will be a warning to you and your family that this may be hazardous all the way up to deadly. But you are not allowed to see that. Okay? You're not going to be shown that. It's going to be hidden for 75 years. So you take your kid in, your kid gets vaccinated. The second round, your kid gets vaccinated. The third round, your kid gets vaccinated and dies. And dies from something that you may have looked. If that information was available and they weren't trying to hide it for 75 years, you may have looked at that information and decided, I'm not going to get my child vaccinated with this. But it was hidden intentionally. I want to ask you a question. With the government constantly telling everybody, don't listen to idiots and propagandists like Roger Landry at the Liberty Beacon Project, because the vaccine is safe and effective. And you've got Fauci standing up there telling everybody that when he absolutely knew it wasn't. He knew that. You do not hide detrimental information for 75 years if everything's cool. You don't do it. We'll be back.
Of silence, fools and I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi. Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button. Like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Look, I need to go over just one little piece before we dive into the rest of this, okay? Because I want everybody to understand that the stage is set. And I'm not talking about on this show. I'm talking about in America. So let's go over just the last little piece, and then we'll unfold what comes next. When the government you elect, when the administrators, deep state, who you pay salaries for, when the military commanders whose allegiance is supposedly only to you, all focus on abject tyranny via the mechanisms of censorship and propaganda to achieve their choreographed goals and not yours. This isn't a guess. This is a fact. Or why the hell would they need propaganda and why would they need censorship? Answer, they wouldn't. How far does this need to progress before it is defined as intentionally choreographed treason against we the people? That's not a joke. When I tell people that the censorship and the propaganda are probably the worst thing that's happening in America today, people say, what about, what about, what about? Well, let me ask you a question. How many people are going to hear your what about if it's crucial and everybody needs to know? Nowhere near enough, right? So tell me where I'm wrong. You may have the answers, but how many people are you going to get them to? When an entire government seems, I don't know, primed to make sure anything intelligent you have to say is muddled or muffled or silenced. So let's do what I talked about a little earlier. Last week, Judge Terry A. Daugherty detailed the government's intentional manipulation of social media in a blatant 155-page memorandum. Let's get into that. The article that I brought into the fray for today is titled Judge Daugherty and Biden's Orwellian Ministry of Truth. Now, this judge was involved in suits that were related to this and other things. And sometimes lawsuits don't happen overnight. So for something that we were talking about a while back, the Ministry of Truth, maybe there's actually judges who have come to decisions. Maybe there's judges who have actually made statements. Maybe there is a Judge Daugherty out there. This article was written by Clarice Feldman, and it will be included in total, the link to it in total, on the article that is published tomorrow with the show embedded in it. I strongly recommend you read the whole thing. We're going to go over some big chunks of it because she does a really, really good job of telling you what I just told you, but from a different perspective. And when people say, I agree with just about everything he says, but he doesn't share my perspective. Good! If everybody had the same perspective and everybody had the same ability to be fooled because of that perspective, I trust anybody's perspective who through that perspective comes through with the truth. If their perspective leads them astray, then I'm going to coach them on their perspective or try. But if their perspective brings them to the same place mine does, and that happens to be the truth, then why would I distrust their perspective? I wouldn't, would I? As I said, it's hardly news that the government has long managed news reporting through a combination of leaks, favored treatment, and threats. And this is Clarice talking. With the growth of social media, and the COVID-19 pandemic, the Biden administration blatantly used every tool in its arsenal to censor constitutionally protected free speech. Posters on the pre-Musk Twitter and Facebook, to take the most obvious examples, were regularly shadow banned and even silenced altogether for posting alternate views from those of the government. Did you hear what I just said? And that's the truth. They were censored for having a different view. Listen to me! They were censored for having a different view than the government, who is supposed to work for you. But if they don't like what you're saying, they're going to have you shut up. And this is what this judge dug into. And this is what this judge came up with, okay? Let's go over the first real break into what's going on here. As I said before, this past week, Judge Terry A. Daugherty detailed the government's manipulation of social media in a 155-page memorandum. Based on what was presented to the court, he enjoined agencies, officers, and employees from HHS, NAIAD, CDC, FBI, DOJ, White House, OMB, DHS, and DOS from continuing their practices. He put the brakes on all of it. But did he? And again, a government still has to function, okay? So how much do they need to do in order to function that this judge basically put a squelch on? Because basically what he said is you ain't going to Twitter and doing that no more. You ain't going to Facebook and doing that no more. You ain't offering this to YouTube. You ain't bribing this person with this. These things aren't happening. They are all in limbo. They're on hold right now. What did he shut down? He shut down most practices which the judge characterized as most dystopian. Hold on, hold on, hold on. I am 69 years old. How long do you think I had to wait before I heard somebody, a judge, talking about our government using the word dystopian? Think about what Roger just said and go look up the word dystopian. And now we've got a judge stating that our government, via its censorship, is acting in a dystopian fashion. And who's he talking about? HHS, NAIAD, CDC, FBI, DOJ, White House, OMB, DHS, DOS. Want me to go on? This is your government working against you, people. There are revolutions all over this planet for things like that, and I'm not calling for it because we could take care of this peacefully. We really can. If you wake the hell up and at least say something. Okay? Again, those practices which the judge characterized as most dystopian included flagging posts and urging, encouraging, pressuring or inducing in any manner for removal, deletion, suppression, or reduction of content containing protected free speech. Yeah. If anything you're doing, the judge says, is doing any of what I just mentioned, it needs to stop immediately. It also bans their working with, listen to me, it also bans their working with the Election Integrity Partnership, the Virality Project, the Stanford Internet Observatory, or any like project or group for the purposes of urging suppression or reduction of content posted with social media companies containing protected free speech. This is why I like Clarice Feldman. I could have given you a simple commentary on this, and it probably would have hit almost as hard. But when I am literally telling you the cans and cannots, when I'm literally telling you who can and cannot, when I'm literally telling you why they can and cannot, it's because of Clarice. And this is Roger doing his homework. Yes. Okay. The public officials, and this is Clarice again, the public officials had threatened the social media companies with adverse consequences for non-compliance. So I'm going to go in to the fourth estate. I'm going to go in to the fourth branch. And I'm going to tell them as the government that this is what you are going to do, and maybe I'm going to pat you on the back. Maybe I'm going to offer you a little bit of money, or maybe I'm going to say, if you want your license renewed, you're going to do that. One way or another, before I walk out of there, my accomplishment is I have further eroded the voice of those I am being paid to represent. If anybody out there can't see what I'm saying, you are an idiot. This is what has been happening in America. Again, the public officials threatened the social media companies with adverse consequences for non-compliance, including reforming Section 230 immunity. Including reforming Section 230 immunity. The government wants you to lose that. You have no idea the havoc that would wreak. How about antitrust enforcement? How about increased regulations if they failed to comply? It's clear that these tactics allowed the Biden administration to suppress free speech through proxies. And that is the mainstream media. And that is other media companies that may represent, or contractors. Okay? The Biden administration to suppress free speech through proxies, to have done so directly would have resulted in more immediate scrutiny and judicial halt. Doing it via proxies, it could be hidden for a lot longer. But like anything else that affects an entire society, not forever. The memorandum is a well-documented history of the administration's unconstitutional control of information. Now, I'm not going to tell you that some of this didn't happen under Trump. I'm not. Okay? I'm not saying that he was a part of it, but a presidential administration encompasses the entire government. And how much does he actually know? All right? I'm not going to tell you that a lot of this happened under any president's watch as compared to, although I would say under Bush and Obama, a lot happened to bring America to her knees. And yeah, Hillary was supposed to get in and finish the job, and Donald Trump was never expected to win and did. So he put a severe kink in their plans, and now we're seeing it going into overdrive. But I would tell you that the actual censorship of Americans' voices, this has been happening for a while, and mostly under the direction of the deep state, but nowhere near the level it has been happening for the last 3 years. We are looking at a massive amount of censorship. We are looking at illegalities beyond belief. Hunter Biden's laptop alone should have people fired and people in jail. 4 years now, on the presidential election and a midterm election, have all been influenced, or were not influenced and should have been, by the information that the government was held. Censorship doesn't necessarily mean you can't say something. It could also mean they're not going to let you see something or know something. Something that absolutely plays a huge role in America going forward, but they have decided, the deep state, that they know better than you and that they run this country and that you don't need to know about it. And if you did, you might push back against what they want to do, and they can't have that. Not a joke, people. This is an absolute fact. And every day we see more and more of this coming into the light. And when I tell people that censorship is one of the biggest issues, if not the biggest issue we face in this country, because it is implications of tyranny at the highest levels and treason at the highest level. Not a joke. Somebody out there explained to me how reshaping an entire country outside of the will of its people isn't treason to its people. Please tell me. I beg you. What I'm telling you right now is a government that has stepped in to take control, and they no longer feel you have the right to do it. And this is absolute proof. Where are the people marching on Washington, D.C., saying, you go now? How many? You don't control America anymore. And you never will unless you step up. You never will again. While a great deal of the suppression concerned COVID-19's origin, the government response and treatments, the judge found it was very wide-reaching. Suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story prior to the 2020 election. Gee, I think Roger said that. Suppressing speech about the lab leak origin of COVID-19. The efficacy of masks, lockdowns, and the vaccines, suppressing speech about the integrity of the 2020 election, these are her words, and voting by mail, suppressing even parody content about the Bidens and the administration, suppressing negative posts about the economy and the president himself. In other words, propaganda to the max. Those who worked for Mao would be proud. Those who worked for Stalin would be proud. Those who worked for Lenin would be proud. Those who worked for Castro would be proud. But I'm not. I'm angry as all hell. To be sure, the government has some legitimate purposes in monitoring posts which are not violative of the free speech, the right to free speech. The judge specifically held that the preliminary injunction does not prohibit the defendant agencies, officers, and employees from doing the following. Remember me telling you that it will never totally go away, but there has to be limits. These are the reasons the judge says you can continue to do some of what you're doing, but nowhere near all of what you're doing. And these are informing social media companies of postings involving criminal activity or criminal conspiracies. That they can do, the judge says. Number two, contacting and or notifying social media companies of national security threats, extortion, or threats on its platform, or other threats on its platform. Again, do I agree with that? Yes, I do. Okay. Number three, contacting and or notifying social media of criminal efforts to suppress voting, to provide illegal campaign contributions, of cyber attacks against election infrastructure, or foreign attempts to influence elections. I agree with that also. The only problem I have with that is the deep state is probably more guilty of that over the last 4 to 6 years than anybody else. But the judge says if strictly in a legal fashion these things occur, then yes, you need to be on top of it. Number four, informing social media companies of threats that threaten the public safety or security of the United States. I totally agree with that. Number five, having worked for the military-industrial complex and the government for 30 years. Yes, I do agree with that. Number five, exercising reasonable government speech, promoting government policies or views on matters of public concern. Yes, the government has all the right in the world to put in its word on things that concerns it. But it needs to make it absolutely clear who it's coming from and what the intent is. Number six, informing social media companies of postings intended to mislead voters about voting requirements and procedures. Again, the only people I have seen blatantly, okay, pushing this aside have been liberals and liberal election cheating. Not a joke. Again, number seven, informing or communicating with social media companies in an effort to detect, prevent, or mitigate malicious cyber activity. If you know that something is going down, yes. Again, this is what the FBI is for. It is to protect you and I from something that may be happening that we can't see. But they go well beyond that. So those are the 8 points. The judge says if these things come up, obviously, you need to be doing them. And I agree. But nothing else and no other contacts. And he forbid contact. I read the entire list and you can get it tomorrow. Again, the entire article. This is merely an injunction that is effectively only under a full hearing and order in the case. indicating that the court believed the plaintiffs were likely to succeed after a full trial. Nevertheless, the administration finds so threatening this minimal limit on its power to shut down protected speech that it has filed an immediate appeal. In other words, they honestly believe they have every right to do everything the judge says was what? Yeah, I didn't even believe that that word was going to be used ever. Dystopian. Here we go again. Is it? Yes, it is. The most obvious targets on this stage, of that case were the infectious disease epidemiologist, two of them, co-authors of the Great Barrington Declaration, leaders of the fight against lockdown policies. They expressed concern that lockdowns had damaging effects on physical and mental health. They absolutely do. Dissented from the views that everyone needed to be vaccinated. They absolutely didn't. That masks protected people from COVID. They absolutely didn't. That it was appropriate to mask young children. All that did was damage them. And a lot of them will not live out their entire life expectancy because of that. And asserted that natural immunity was no stronger than vaccine immunity, which is an absolute lie because we know these vaccines didn't give you immunity. But states also have an interest in open discussion and alternate views in setting policies. Missouri and Louisiana contended they have a sovereign and proprietary interest in free speech. I think that is inarguable. It is, after all, the most significant reason for the First Amendment. All right. Look, there is more to this article. I've just taken pieces from it. I strongly suggest, and again, the link will be there tomorrow. You can go to the Liberty Beacon, look in the article with this show embedded in it, and you will be able to read the entire article. She absolutely takes this to the nth degree. We need to understand what's happening to us. We need to understand that home of the land of the free and home of the brave is a lie. I'm not telling you you're not brave, but you need to prove it right about now because you no longer live in the land of the free. So the next time I hear somebody saying the land of the free and the home of the brave, I start laughing. Why? Because obviously they haven't got a clue. There is more tyranny in America today than all of the countries we grew up reading about. This is why we have America, because of a tyrannical country like that. This is why we have America, because of a tyrannical country like that. This is why we have America. So where the hell did that America go? This show has been about that. Open your eyes. You have a government today that no longer believes that you should have any power. Talk more about this.
And the sign flashed out in his morning, and the words that it was forming. In the sign said the words on the prophets are written on the subway walls, in tenement halls, and whispered.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.